Do you remember those nasty, naughty story problems from math class? The ones that made your brain flop around and gasp like a fish out of water? Well, here's one for you. Ready? Okay, let's say there are two people, one at each end of a cargo vessel. They walk toward each other at a speed of 3 miles per hour. They meet amidships after approximately 1 minute and 54 seconds. Your question? How long is the vessel?
1,000 feet.
If you can't do the math here on the American Steamship Company freighter, the Walter J. McCarthy, Jr., you can ask someone who can. Someone like Bill Boyd, third mate, who happens to have a handle on just about every number on this huge vessel. How about a few, Bill?
Okay, well, she's 1,000 feet long, 105 feet wide, has a maximum draft of 33 feet, 11 inches, has a deck height of 56 feet, and then the top of the pilot house takes it a grand total of 109 feet tall.
These numbers are not random trivia, when the difference between profit and loss is measured in pennies per ton. As the shipping industry charts an unknown course into the future, Boyd notes that one thing never changes, and that is the fact that on the freighters, life takes on a new dimension.
You know, being out here, a mile is real close, 100 tons is nothing, and 17 miles an hour is really fast.
There's a constant subterranean vibration, and it comes from muscular engines growling and turning deep below the decks. As for the cargo holds, they're easily the size of small office buildings, maybe 4 or 5 stories high. They unload through huge hatches at the bottom that open to spill the cargo onto an internal conveyor belt. The belt hauls the material up, around, and through an unloading boom up on deck. The unloading boom moves like a crane and screeches like a banshee as it powers up and moves the McCarthy's load of coal, 68,000 tons of it. This system is so efficient, it cuts hours off time in port, it reduces waste, and it saves money. Out on the lake, as the wind picks at your collar, you get another sense of scale. Here, where the boats are formidable, so is the weather, especially in the winter, when the ice can build up over a foot high out on deck.
During the winter time, it'll drop 30 degrees below zero, and the wind's howling, and you got to be out here on deck and just put on every stitch of clothing that you own and hope it's enough. Just starting to close in now, 6 inches.
Boats, fortunately, do not bundle up in the wintertime. If they did, the Walter J. McCarthy would never make it from Lake Superior into Lake Huron through the Sioux Locks. Trim as she may be, it's a pretty tight fit for a boat her size, says Boyd.
Boat's 105 feet wide. The locks are 110 feet wide, so it's 2.5 feet on either side to spare. It's like trying to park a Cadillac in a parking spot for a compact. Not much room. And they're opening up the lock gates for it now.
The castle-sized gates of this water elevator open in front of the boat into Lake Huron. The Walter J. rumbles on its way to the Detroit Edison power plant. Edison has leased the ship to bring in coal from Duluth about every 6 days. While boats with the McCarthy's economies of scale may be able to navigate the unpredictable financial currents ahead, less efficient ones may not sail so smoothly into the future. Some experts predict that, like the iron and automobile industries, Great Lakes shipping will bow to increasingly global economic forces. At the locks and the docks, though, boat watchers still flock to see their ships come in. If there is a change in the winds of fortune, people don't seem to notice the breeze. What blows them away is the thrill of human achievement on such a grand scale.
Vibrate your hair.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Eileen Ray McCann.